Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll feature Motown artists with post-Motown hits. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Michael Jackson, The Velvettes, Bobby Darin, The Four Tops, and Martha and the Vandellas. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. Worldwide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That was If You Can Want, and that reached number 11 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. Before that, a 65 tune reaching number 11 from the Supremes, Nothing But Heartaches. And we started with Marvin Gaye's number 3 song from 1982 on the Columbia record label, after he left the Motown record label, and the only non-Motown hit he had, Sexual Healing, number 3 from 1982. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Motown artists with hits after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a number one song from Michael Jackson, Black or White, from 1991. Well, in December of 1969, Diana Ross and the Supremes garnered their 12th number one single, putting them in third place behind the Beatles and Elvis Presley as the artists with the most number one songs. The top three remained unchanged until 22 years later, when Michael Jackson went to the top of the charts for the 12th time as a solo artist with the song coming up, Black or White. It was the lead-off single from his album called Dangerous. Well, Michael couldn't do anything wrong musically at this time, and he was faced with the same questions he was faced with when the album called Bad was released. Would it be his biggest Thriller, the all-time best-selling record with 40 million copies sold worldwide? Well, Bad didn't sell as many as Thriller, but it still managed to move a hefty 20 million copies around the world. Well, the music video for Black or White premiered simultaneously on the Fox Television Network, MTV, and Black Entertainment Television channels in the United States on November 14, 1991. Only those who watched the video that night saw the entire 11-minute epic directed by John Landis. For the next day, Jackson responded to outraged fans and indignant journalists who found the last 4 minutes offensive. The footage contained Michael rubbing his crotch, destroying a car, and throwing a garbage can through a store window. That was excised and never seen again publicly. Well, here is Michael in Black or White right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah. gangs, clubs, and nations, causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get duller. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Didn't you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
Great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Someday we'll be together.
Darren with a song that never charted. He briefly recorded on the Motown record label in the early 1970s. That was from 1971 and Someday We'll Be Together, a song made a little more famous by a group called Diana Ross and the Supremes a little earlier. Before that, the Marvelettes with Don't Mess With Bill, number 7 from 1966. And we started with that number 1 from Michael Jackson, the 12th number 1 song he had as a soul artist. That was Black or White, number 1 on the Epic record label from 1991. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists with hits after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the second top 40 song from the Four Tops after they left the Motown record label. On the Dunhill record label, a song coming up, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. Well, Ain't No Woman was a 1973 hit and was written by Dennis Lambert and Brian Potter. And it was released on the Dunhill record label, also the ABC record label, and it came from their album called Keeper of the Castle. It was led by longtime Four Tops singer Levi Stubbs, and it included special co-lead spots by other Four Tops, Lawrence Payton, Obie Benson, and Duke Fakir, in that respective order during the song's chorus. The song explains the love a man feels for a woman he's in love with. Well, it was the second single on the ABC record label after leaving Motown in 1972, and the song became their most successful post-Motown top 40 hit, reaching number 4 on the U.S. pop singles chart. The song was also successful on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues Singles Chart, where it peaked at number 2. The song was later recorded by the singing trio Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, as well as the Mamas and Papas. Well, here is the great song, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her, heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one.
she's a real good friend right to the end.
So together like a hand in glove.
A lonely man when she's gone.
People, ain't no woman like the one I love.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
The Reason, Herb Vandellas, a number 29 tune from 1963 in their first Top 40 song, Come and Get These Memories. And we started with the Four Tops, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, number 4 song from 1973 on the Dunhill record label. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured three songs from Motown artists with post-Motown hits. Well, coming up, then the next half hour, we'll do the same thing. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.